God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
No fountain can send forth both bitter and sweet waters. Is it possible to generate belief and unbelief at the same time? No. No. Before you even hazard a guess, no. You cannot believe and have unbelief at the same time. The question, the premise is wrong. Let me rephrase it from a psychological perspective. Lord, my son's been like this all of his life, and my reality is that no one can help him. I tried coming to your leaders, those who hang around you, with the hope and the expectation that they could help me, but they were incapable of helping me. So my belief is now solidified. No one can help us. But if you can, please, please help us. Have mercy and please help us. And Jesus said, if you can believe, everything is possible. I do believe, but there are so many things in my mind that challenge what I believe. So help my faith to get past those things. I would never say you don't believe God, but there are other things that get in the way of your belief that comes from your world of perception. The Bible declares to us in the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 9, it said, when much time was spent and the sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Listen carefully. When the mind has options, it will lean to what is comfortable. It will go back to the familiar. It will embrace what requires little or no involvement. In essence, it will go back to the unconscious, to the habit. I need a cigarette. It calms my nerves. No, it doesn't. It releases dopamine along with endorphins that cause you pleasure. And when you smoke, it causes you pleasure. All addiction releases dopamine and endorphins. And it convinces you to fall into the habit. So now you look for every option to release dopamine and endorphins. I'm stressed. I need a cigarette. I'm hungry. I need a cigarette. You're getting on my nerves. I need a cigarette. What's being said? That part of your brain that handles addiction is screaming, feed me. Feed me, feed me, feed me. And because the unconscious is just so used to it, it says, take a cigarette. When you try to defeat addictions, it's mental. The struggle, you go, bind that nicotine spirit. Bind that nicotine spirit. Take authority over that nicotine spirit. And we're going to say, Satan, I bind you, you foul nicotine spirit. Get off me so I don't buy that cigarette. And the devil way over there going, I ain't got nothing to do with it. It's a physiological response. Jesus never cast out a nicotine devil. He never cast out a drinking devil. He never cast out a lust spirit. Because there are no demons relegated to those things. Those are physiological responses that come from and in disciplined unconscious. It's what you want. You struggle with faith not because of a demon of doubt. You struggle with faith because you have mental options. If God don't heal me, I can go to the doctor. So I really don't need to believe in healing. I believe God can work. So we legitimize it. Well, God gave us doctors. Yes, he did. God is the healer. Yes, he is. But does God want to heal your kidney while killing your liver? The 1,000 milligrams of metformin that you're taking twice a day to help your pancreas produce the insulin that you need to defeat the glucose in your blood system. If God doesn't help you, it kills your kidney. So while he's healing your pancreas with the metformin, he's killing the kidney. So then you'll have to go on meds for the kidneys. Where's your faith? In your mind. Now watch this. I know some of you are going, well, if I don't take that medication, I'm going to die. No, 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 baby. Listen carefully. The Bible says, I am Jehovah Rapha. Now, we took that to mean I'm the Lord that heals. But the better Hebrew rendering is I'm the Lord that keeps you from sickness. Here's what it means. God says, the faith that we really need is not faith to get healed, but it's faith to stay well. That means God may tell you you shouldn't eat certain things because they don't work with your physiology. When you reach 40, you should increase blueberries in your diet. It helps your brain to stave off Alzheimer's. Just grab a handful of blueberries every day and eat them. We are the most deficient in vitamin D and B's. You didn't have a vitamin D deficiency when you were a baby boomer because you were outside all the time. The moment we became hermits, we were out of the sun, we started to suffer. So then we get the vitamin D deficiency. Brittle bones. We didn't have that problem as baby boomers. We drank milk every day. We got our calcium through fruit. Our parents, bless their hearts. God bless their hearts. Made us eat broccoli. And all them other calcium-rich, carnivorous vegetables. Kale. Okra. Okra was slimy. It just slid right down like a lizard. I'm so glad I grew up by my own groceries. Brussels sprouts, little cabbages. But you were healthier. In those generations, the average age to be diagnosed with diabetes was 45. Now it's 16 because of fast food. 27% of the population in the continental United States is obese. Let me make that statistic a little clearer. 27% of those under 40. Teenagers, 12-year and 13-year-olds. See, faith was not supposed to be the curative. It was supposed to be the preventer. God wants me well, so I'll eat well. God wants me successful, so I'll hang around successful people. God wants me saved, so I'll stay in Christian environments. How does the just live? These people in the book of Acts, notice, it doesn't say the centurion did not believe Paul. He had been with Paul. He was assigned to protect Paul. He grew to respect Paul. But when Paul made the statement, he was making the statement as an apostle of God, not as a shipman. So the centurion went to the master and the captain of the owner of the ship and said, what do you think? And they said, based on our experience, it's going to be okay. Because if you read earlier in that passage, it says the winds were smooth and non-frictional. And so they said, it's going to be a good trip. They believed what they saw, and then they passed it on to the centurion, who believed what they told him. We believe other things more than God based on the expertise of the person. If the doctor tells you you're going to die, you begin to prepare. If God says you're going to live, you stumble into it because you believe them more than God. Some people cannot afford to read test results. I read my blood test results. I look at them and say, all right, yeah, all right, good. Yeah, oh, there's one that's not the best, but it's okay. We'll make it better. Some of you read and say, oh, my God, oh, my God, look at that number. Then you quick go online. What happens if the RWD on the thing is low? Well, it could be 30 things. And you pick out the one that's the worst. And that could be the furthest thing from the truth. But that's what you believe at that minute. And then what will happen is you'll begin to act on that belief. And then you want an instant healing from a perceived illness. I believe I'm having a heart attack. I believe you've been saying that for 25 years. You have not had the heart attack, but you still believe. I believe it. I believe it. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You've been dying of the same stroke for the last 20 years because you get these feelings. The side of my face, it feels numb. My speech is jumbled. That don't mean you're having a stroke. It could just be loose dentures. Everything is not a crisis, but because we live in a world that is crisis-driven, people come to the church for help through the benevolence, and they have a little struggle. Something happened in their lives, and the church can at some times help because that's part of the mission of the Church of God according to the book of Acts. But I could never understand why people wait till their mortgage is 5 months behind rather than coming when it's only one. Well, I was trying to believe God for 5 months. Well, then why not believe him for the sixth? Well, they told me they're going to put me out. Oh, now faith changed. Based on the severity of the need, faith just went from God to the church. Now, when God told you no by not answering, you stayed right with him. If the benevolence committee says, no, we're not going to help you, you leave the church. You put your faith in the benevolence committee. They said no. You became offended. Early on, you put your faith in God, and he did nothing, but you kept asking. Who did you really have faith in? You didn't have faith in God because there were no works. You had more faith in the church because there was a work. You got mad and left. That's a work. That's a work because you had faith, and faith without works is dead. So you had live faith towards the benevolence committee and left. That showed us you had more faith in the benevolence committee than you did God. It's practical. It's how you believe.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.